Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Wednesday, November 29th, The Messenger's Privilege. Luke 1:19, and the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news." The angel Gabriel figures rather prominently in the Christmas story. What an incomparable privilege belongs to this holy messenger to have been the bearer of such glad tidings to so many. As the majestic angelic being made himself known to the understandably troubled and fearful Zechariah, Almighty God would use even these explanatory words on his messenger's lips to instruct and inspire his followers of today. From a singular sentence in Gabriel's reply to the doubt-filled priest, we learn much about our own commission as God's messengers. For today, make note of the angel's identity. He offered more than simply his name. He told Zechariah about who he truly is when he boldly declared, "I stand in the presence of God." This was something distinctly unfamiliar to anyone in Israel other than the high priest alone. For although Zechariah served as a priest at the Jerusalem temple, God's very presence was isolated from his people, safely behind the veil that partitioned the rest of the temple from the Holy of Holies, that small sacred room where God had chosen to dwell. From antiquity, only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, and that but once per year on the Day of Atonement. To stand in the presence of God, as Gabriel claimed, was something Zechariah dared not even dream of. It was simply beyond all hope. But Gabriel was announcing to Zechariah that the forerunner of the Christ was to be born. That meant, of course, that the Christ himself would soon appear. And with the benefit of the New Testament's historical record, we know what Zechariah did not yet understand, that Jesus, the Christ, would die for man's sin and the temple veil would be torn in two from top to bottom because his sacrifice was worthy and his blood sufficient to usher all who believe into God's presence. Praise God! We are no longer separated from our God, but he has brought us near into his own presence by the blood of his cross. That marks our identity as believers in Jesus. If you have indeed repented of your sin and trusted Christ as your Savior, that is. You and I, we who have been saved by the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, we are marked because we now stand in the presence of God. We are unashamed before Him, for all our transgressions have been graciously washed in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus made a way for us to know what Adam and Eve once spurned, a way for us to return to the peaceful, fulfilling presence of our Creator. Through the unfathomable grace of our Lord, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas, we have been brought into God's presence. As His gospel has made a way for us to be redeemed from the curse of sin, we now have this commission to tell others how they too can be graciously brought into God's very presence through the gospel. We carry a privilege that surpasses even that of Gabriel. For even that glorious one whom the sovereign Lord commissioned to share the news of Christ's birth, he knows not the depths of God's grace that has ransomed our sinful souls. And we are abundantly privileged to share the news of Christ's redemption out of the overflow of His grace to us. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.